First half of the gospel, and you're going to join me for the second half from the gospel of John. You may remain seated. The first chapter, verse 29. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me, because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel.' And John testified, 'I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, "He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples. And as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord. Let us stand and let us sing the first two verses of "My Life Flows On." Flows on in endless prayer, earth's possession, gets a sweet though far off hymn that hails a new creation. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear that music ringing. It finds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing? No storm may shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since Jesus is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and may the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Jesus said to them, "Come and see." Jesus said to them, what?
Come and see.
Come and see. These are thy holy words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us in thy truth, for thy word is eternal truth. Amen. Art was in his pew every Sunday. Never missed. He owned one corner of one pew. Alongside him was his wife, Thelma, a full 10 or 15 years younger than he. His last name was Johnson, a Norwegian, straight from Norway, whose Norwegian brogue had not yet departed him. Like many Scandinavian immigrants, he settled near the water in his newfound homeland. In his case, the Columbia River, which led to the mighty Pacific. And like many Petersburgians, he brought with him from Norway his vocation. He was a farmer of the ocean, a commercial fisherman. Now, retired, Art turned his love for fishing in a new direction. The art, pun intended, of steelhead fishing, to which, in my transition from the upper Midwest and the lake country there, I had been also introduced, and like Art, had become a hardcore steelheader. Now, Art had taken me out in his small little craft across the sometimes nasty Columbia Bar into the Pacific, and I had then experienced firsthand his prowess with a herring. He hooked up that herring to his terminal tackle in a way in which I had never seen, but which to this day is the way I still do it. I do it Art's way. But steelhead, what could this old codger teach me, who already thought he knew all there was to know about it? Art kept badgering me, and I kept putting him off, as I knew where I wanted to steelhead, how I wanted to steelhead, and when I wanted to steelhead. I didn't need any help from Art. Get the picture? Two bull-headed, stubborn Norwegians, each thinking he knew more than the other. Got it? I don't know where he found these words. Maybe in the Bible, but I sort of doubt it. But Art's line to me was, "Come and see. Come and see," or something like that. "Come and see," Art said. "I'll show you something you don't know about." Kept hounding me. I kept putting him off. Now, Art was a kindly man, 35 years older than I, and due my respect. Every Sunday, he came to my place, his corner, the corner of his pew, alongside his younger Thelma, listening to me say, "Come and see. Come and see the story of Jesus. Come and see the story of the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." He never missed. And so, it became tit for tat, as they say, and I reluctantly decided that because he was always willing to come to my place, that I'd better go to his place to come and see what he had to see, share, because he would listen to me share what I had to share. It was a place on the same river, my beloved East Fork of the Lewis, 20 miles on the north side of Vancouver. Same river, but 20 miles upriver to a place called Lucia Falls, a place of which I'd heard but had never been. Where for a buck you could get in a line until the owner of the property at 7 a.m. would open the gate and let those who had paid their buck standing in line head for the river at the base of Lucia Falls. Can you see it? All of us waiting there in line for the owner of the property to open the gate and to take our buck, to make a mad dash for the river and the fabled Lucia Falls. My first morning, a newcomer in the line, waiting for the gate to open as his guest to his come and see, Art paid my entry price. A buck ahead. I was less than excited. Too many guys in line. I don't like fishing in a crowd like that. But being there with Art was something that I simply had to do out of allegiance to him, because he always came to my place. I had to go to his place to come and see, but not anticipating that very much good was going to happen. When the gate opened, the younger guys in the line all passed us on the trail leading to the falls. Can you see them? Past us, Art was 65 or older. His and my strides were not quite as rambunctious as the younger guys passing us. We got to Art's spot, which had been ignored by the sprinters as they went to their spots. And he said to me, "Pastor, I'll make the first cast. And you follow my cast to this very same spot after I have retrieved my line about halfway from where I have cast it." I had come to see, and even with my know-it-all mindset, I did as I was told. A screenwriter couldn't have done it any better. Art's first cast only teased a steelhead, so that my cast, when I hit the same spot and began my retrieve, my eggs were chosen. First cast. Art, zilch. First cast, Pastor Al, a screaming, jumping, wild 12-pound buck. Fair enough, I thought, a buck for a buck. I've taken a long time to tell this story. Maybe you're wondering if I'm ever going to get done with it. I've shortened it for the sermon. And it's just one of the many stories that I have about art. As Art and I shared not only Sunday mornings, but also shared many mornings thereafter together, standing in line, waiting for the open gate with a buck in our hand. It was a come and see experience that changed my life. This story of John the Baptist, this story of Andrew, this story of Simon, whom Jesus said hereafter will be called Cephas, Simon Peter, is a classic story of come and see. Jesus changed them. And Jesus changes us when we come and see. John the Baptist said, look, here is the Lamb of God. Andrew said, I have found the Messiah. And while not recorded here, you remember what Simon Peter once said when Jesus asked him, who am I? What did Peter say? He said, you are the Christ, the Son of God. Of the living God. And of course, you remember what the Apostle Thomas said as he placed his hand in Jesus' nail-pierced hand, my Lord and my God. People who dare to give the church a place in their lives are changed when they come and see what it's all about. People who dare to read the Bible are changed when they learn what the Bible says about who we are and where we came from and where we are going. People like you and I who dare to come and see have our lives changed, have the focus of our existence changed as we recognize that we are creatures of a God who made us, who loves us, who cares for us. Come and see changes us so that our lives on this earth become intentionally directed towards bringing honor and glory and praise to the God who has made us. But here's the problem. And I'm not sure what to call it. Whether it's stubbornness or something akin to it. But why would anyone? Why would anyone not want to come and see? We've just gone through Christmas. And my suspicion is that some people maybe missed maybe missed it, what Christmas is all about. By those who maybe don't know the story of the Christian church and its beginning with the birth of Jesus, many may be suspicious and have misconceptions of what it's all about to be a follower of Jesus, like Andrew, who couldn't keep it to himself but ran, the other gospel writer says, ran to his brother to tell him what he had come and seen. The story of Christmas, the meaning of Christmas, is simple enough for every one of us to be sharing it every day of our lives. It's about the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. We who are not confused about this wonderful meaning of Christmas have a story to tell, just like Andrew told his brother Peter. And the way to tell it is so simple. So simple that we all can do it. Simply say, what? Come and see. Come and taste. Give us a chance to tell you what it's all about. Come and see. Simply tell your neighbors and friends to join you. To join us as we gather. Come and see. There's nothing better in this whole wide world that I know of. There's nothing better. Back in Olympia, hanging on the wall, I have a 19-pound steelhead hanging there. I don't worship it. But I sure tell you about it. And I don't have Art's name written underneath it. But it came from Lucia Falls. Because I came and saw. I have a cross hanging around my neck. As many of you do, even as you sit here today, because I came and saw. Let's pray. Spirit of God, we thank you for leading us to Lucia Falls with Art. And to your Christian church, where we have come and experienced the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. Help us to keep coming, and help us to encourage our neighbors and friends to join us. For the greatest experience in this life. Life of forgiveness in Jesus Christ our Lord, who takes away our sin. In whose name we pray. Amen. Let us stand. Let us conclude our singing, verse 3 and 4. Our life flows on in endless song. For through my joys and comforts die, the Lord my Savior liveth. When through the darkness gathers round,
songs in the night he giveth. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? The peace of Christ makes fresh my heart, a fountain ever springing. All things are mine since I am his, how can I keep from singing? No storm can make my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing?